Welcome to Wisdom for the Day, the podcast where we unpack the timeless wisdom of the Book of Proverbs, one bite-sized nugget at a time. Join us daily as we journey through this ancient treasure trove of insight, offering practical wisdom for modern living. Get ready to start your day with clarity, purpose, and a deeper understanding of life's greatest lessons. This is Wisdom for the Day, your daily dose of Proverbs wisdom. Today is day 84. We are in the ninth chapter of the book of Proverbs, verses 1 and 2. Wisdom has built her house. She has carved its seven columns. She has prepared a great banquet, mixed the wines, and set the table. Solomon's last great lesson to his son is almost complete. Perhaps Solomon paused here. Maybe he thought about whether he had taught enough. His young son needed to be full of facts. The son needed to decide between wise behavior and evil behavior, and his decision would guide his entire life. In the future, the son would be king, like his father. Then the son would become powerful. Solomon wanted the son to choose wisdom. So he decided to add the final great poem. This poem would explain wisdom to his son, but it would also explain the opposite of wisdom. Then, at last, the son would know enough. Then his son could make his own decision. So the son must choose whether he wanted to be wise. If not, the son would be a fool, and the whole nation would suffer. So in verse 1, the woman, called Wisdom, has worked hard. She's decided to invite guests. She's even built a special house to give them a special welcome. The house has seven columns, so it is large, and it's complete, and it's perfect. The number seven may refer to the seven instructions in verses 6 through 12. Verse 2, everything is ready. The woman, Wisdom, has made a great meal for her guests. Her guests will not remain hungry. Wisdom has prepared everything that they need. And God provides the things that we need. Paul wrote, "My God will provide everything that you need. He will do this from the riches that are in Jesus." Philippians 4:19. And Jesus said, "Look at the birds. They do not grow their own food. However, God feeds them. And you're more valuable than the birds." Matthew 6:26. The Bible compares heaven with an invitation to a meal. The Spirit and the bride say, "Come." Let everyone who hears repeat, "Come." If you need to drink, then come. Take the free gift of water of life. Revelation 22:17. Come if you need to drink. Come to the water. If you have no money, then still come. Without any money, you can buy and you can eat. Buy wine and milk. You do not need money because there is no cost. Isaiah 55:1. In Proverbs, wisdom speaks of preparations for a celebration banquet so that God can share his wisdom with all human beings. They did that in the building that's constructed around seven pillars. Why seven? The number seven appears in the Bible 735 times, including sevenfold and seventh, which is 860 times. Seven symbolizes completeness and perfection, both in the physical and in the spiritual realms. It derives its meaning from being directly tied to God's creation of all things. So let me ask you, what do you believe the seven pillars of wisdom represent in your life? Do you perceive any significance linked to the number seven? Well, that's all for today. But I'll be back tomorrow with more of Solomon's wise teachings. For free Wisdom of the Day merch, head to buymeacoffee.com/renewedmindsets and consider becoming a community member. If you like this show, please tell someone about it and share it with them. The executive producer of Wisdom for the Day is Yelena McClellan. Until tomorrow, I'm Rick. I love you. See ya.